With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The FBI is investigating threats against several of President Trump's cabinet picks and appointees. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
Bomb threats and swatting attacks were reported this week against a number of Trump's incoming administration members, including Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who's been picked to be the next ambassador to the UN, and Lee Zeldin, the nominee to lead the EPA. A Trump transition team spokesman called the threats violent and un-American. The White House said President Biden had been briefed and that officials there are in touch with federal law enforcement and Trump's transition team. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Around 20 pro-Hamas radicals are under arrest after briefly stopping the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. The group jumped the barricades just after 9:30 a.m. local time, causing a delay of around 5 minutes. Many sat on the ground and chanted Free Palestine. The parade crowd booed the protesters and cheered as police took them away. It's the second year in a row pro-terror radicals have stopped that parade. Also at SRNnews.com, Washington and Beijing swap prisoners.
The Chinese government says the three Americans it released were swapped for four people China had been seeking. The three Americans released by Beijing are Mark Suidan, who had been facing a death sentence on drug charges, and Kai Li and John Leung, who were both accused of espionage. The Americans had been held for years. Just 2 months ago, China freed Christian pastor David Lin of California, who had spent nearly 20 years behind bars after being convicted of contract fraud. Donna Water, Washington.
A potentially record-setting number of travelers are out and about this year on Thanksgiving Day. The real rush came and went Wednesday, but Mother Nature could put a damper on things for some last-minute travelers. This is SRN News. The Naughty and Nice list is out, as SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
It's an annual compendium put together by Liberty Counsel, and it lists those retailers who refuse to make reference to Christmas in their seasonal advertising and those who embrace the holiday. On this year's naughty list are Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, The Gap, Old Navy, Neiman Marcus, and Dick's Sporting Goods. On the nice list, you will find Belk, Costco, Dillard's, Kohl's, and Walmart. You can see the entire list at lc.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A liberal panic is developing about divorce. Warnings have been popping up on social media, urging women who might be considering divorce to, quote, pull the trigger, end quote, ever since President Trump won re-election. In fact, the twice-divorced president hasn't said anything about changing the country's divorce laws, and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance has only said, or lamented, rather, the fact that there are too many divorces. This is SRN News. Hyundai's recalling more than 200,000 SUVs and small cars.
It's because the rearview camera image may not show up on the screens. The recall covers certain Santa Fe and Elantra vehicles from the 2021 and 2022 model years. Hyundai says that solder joints on a printed circuit board can develop cracks that can worsen over time and cause the cameras to fail. That can reduce visibility and increase the risk of injury to pedestrians. Dealers will replace the camera at no cost to owners, who will be notified by letters starting January 19th. John Scott reporting.
Vaping will be before the Supreme Court next week as federal regulators ask the high court to uphold its block on sweet-flavored products following a spike in youth e-cigarette use. The FDA has denied more than a million marketing applications for candy or fruit-flavored products, part of a wider crackdown that advocates say helped drive down teen nicotine use. More details at SRNnews.com.